This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Hyperventilating media fixate on recent mass deportations of illegal immigrants. In their native lands, they were heinous criminals, but have been freely roaming the United States. A federal judge ordered U.S. immigration authorities to delay pending additional deportations. The Supreme Court intervened. Deceptive journalists tried to make a distinction between dangerous murderers and run-of-the-mill undocumented gang members who have been behaving themselves. Their only crime is entering the U.S. illegally. Why ship them off with the bad guys? Here's why. Illegal El Salvadoran immigrant Mario Garcia Aquino, 43, somehow became a California soccer coach in Los Angeles County. He is charged with murdering a boy age 13 in early April. The boy played on the soccer team, and now authorities suspect Garcia Aquino of stalking and sexually assaulting victims in recent years. In Lee County, North Carolina, an illegal immigrant was charged with rape and kidnapping after abducting a teen girl, 14, on April 10. Victor Bustamante, 41, used Facebook to contact the girl, and police found them in a Sanford motel room. The left's open borders legacy lives on, and so too its victims. Some of them. I'm Steve Woodward, intensely teed off.